Here's the Marketplace Index for Friday the 30th. I'm David Brancaccio. It's a new program to look at what's driving today's markets and what this says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 240 points today, 2.2%. It came to close at 10,912. It is the end of the financial quarter. Do you really want me to do the math? Well, over the last 3 months, the Dow fell, by my calculation, 12%, 1,500 points. The S&P 500 down 29 points today, 2.5%, down 14% for the quarter. NASDAQ Composite down 65 points, 2.75% today. The 10-year bond yield is way down to 1.9%. It's been the best quarter for Treasuries since 2008. Today, let's draw a line between your retirement nest egg and far-off Slovakia, which at number 60 ranks just ahead of Angola for size of its economy. If there's going to be more money to stabilize Greece, all members of the European Union have to vote yes. The one country that might vote no at this point is Slovakia, the one due east of Austria. Slovakia has kept its government debt quite low, and some politicians there resent helping Greece. The European Commission says it has no plan B if Slovakia says no, which could prompt a wave of financial uncertainty to wash from Athens to Wall Street and beyond. Slovakia is realizing that membership in the EU has its privileges, but there is a flip side.
There's debates in these countries about what are the costs and benefits of contributing to this fund. So it does make decision-making difficult.
Seton Hall professor Martin Edwards keeps a close eye on the EU. He notes countries like Slovakia get big subsidies of their own from the EU, something European officials have been emphasizing ahead of the vote.
Now that Slovakia is in the Eurozone and has to vote on this, if they continue to drag their feet and hold it up, they're only going to hurt themselves because they're going to forfeit some of the structural funds. I mean, it might not be said explicitly, but that's always implied in statements about, you're part of a team, you need to get on the same page. There's $12 billion you might not be getting. That's always in the background, I think, here.
And Slovakia, to be very specific, is in a different place than a lot of the other EU members. Slovakia is poor even compared to Greece.
It's not as if their contribution to this fund is going to bankrupt them. It's a country of 5.5 million people. It's not like they're expected to cough up as much as Germany. But, it's emblematic of the times that politicians want to emphasize the costs of international economic cooperation rather than the benefits. It doesn't seem like there are any benefits at this time. And that makes it easier to scuttle this agreement.
Martin Edwards at Seton Hall's Whitehead School of Diplomacy. And in the U.S. today, it's tough for an economy to thrive when people's paychecks are slipping. There's word today that personal income of Americans fell a 10th percent in August, the first drop since the fall of 2009. We did pull out more out of savings to spend a sliver more last month. Now here's the Daily Pulse to check the health of the U.S. economy via a daily alternative indicator. Ice cream may not be fabulous for your health, but the news that many Americans can't even afford to spring for a sundae is casting a shadow over the economy today. The Boston-based ice cream and diner chain Friendly's announced it's going to file for bankruptcy protection. The recession has taken a big bite out of casual dining business, which says a lot about the state of the economy. Other chains that ran into trouble include Sbarro and Charlie Brown's. You can read more about the problems of the restaurant biz and see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy on our website, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.